Ali Al-Sawi, Abdel Saliz, El Mastri. First two out, Mahmoud Asuri Kalmanjari. So, Youssef Badawi in blue for Egypt. Ashuri Kalmanjari for Iran. Quiet start.
As usually the first match and the first seconds are just to study, just to...
Yes, you can't expect always for athletes to come straight off the line and straight into the action because there's so much at stake here, isn't there, Douglas?
Yeah, and for sure they study each other. They already know each other, so they know that Madawi has very good legs. So it's because why maybe Anjami are a little bit afraid to go too much inside of the distance. I know he's taller, but look, you can see their both are very afraid to go too close.
Recalling Tasukate, that's in trying to encourage them. It's like a little private warning. Come on, guys, if you don't get engaged in combat, then I'll stop the match. I'll give you a passivity warning.
Yeah.
And that's what he's going to do.
Yes. Sometimes can be a strategy for of the team to make the draw or to make the not to make too many points or try to keep with the score 0-0. Sometimes it's strategy for the team.
Yes, to look for the draw. Better to draw than lose.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, roundhouse kick to the back. That's a 2-point score every day of the week. Youssef Badawi opens the score for Egypt. There's a kick in the replay round on the side screen there. And that's a Senchu that goes with it.
Trying to surprise with the Shiroura Mawashi because nobody expects that. And it's because why you can... sometimes we think it's difficult kick, but at the same time, it's a surprise kick. Nobody expects that. So it's much more harder to
pick off the front hand, wasn't he? You can see the passion in the fighter. Kick again round the back. Wakarete called. 50 seconds still to go. Badawi leading 3-0. And there's that front hand once more. He certainly seems to have the measure now. How the dynamics of the bout have changed from that very slow start.
For sure the second match would be much more active as well.
Oh, yes. Thirty seconds left. Ashuri Kalmanjari has got to put more pressure on his opponent. Yousef Badawi standing his ground. He's going to take another Yuko score. Clever block of the kick and the counter punch from Yousef Badawi. Oh, there was a strong kick from Ashuri Kamjani. That will give him confidence now. That's a 2-point score. If he can get one of those high kicks to come off with a nippon, that will make it so interesting in these last 10 seconds or so. Let's go for a kick again, but now he tries to stand his ground. Oh. There's that roundhouse kick from
and 3 points.
Mato Ashuri Gamyani. But there was also a punch.
Yes.
Thrown from Badawi.
Because White House.
Watch the kick in the replay. Yeah. Down the side, there's a punch, there's the kick.
So even if you score, it's important to keep your attention, it's important to keep your attention.
Exactly.
And this is important. Because now this can happen, both can score.
3 seconds to go, and Yousef Badawi again comes back in there. Seven, five. 3 seconds to go. Gamjani gets it. Badawi goes off the tatami as it happens, and that's not going to be a problem for him. A very important win. Wow, that really got exciting, didn't it?
Yes.
After that initial opening stage of just tying with each other.
And this is the quality of the techniques.
Yes,
the very good quality, and you can see the definition of the punch and the kicks. Two clean techniques.
So we have Ali Ersawi for Egypt, wearing the blue colours. We have Kordabashi for the Islamic Republic of Iran, wearing the red colours. The second of potentially 5 bouts, and the first bout going to Team Egypt. Playing very cagey, both of them, aren't they? They're trying one or two techniques, but not over committing.
Yeah, they're still too far away of the distance. They're still too out.
Coming up to the halfway stage, still no score. And Sawi for Egypt in blue, and Kordabashi. Egypt leading 1-0 in the first round. This is the second, potentially 5 bouts.
And you see Egypta are managing the match. Look, managing the tatami. Of course, they already won the first match. So they try to waiting for the good mistake to
could
to try
come?
To,
nearly,
to score.
Nearly. That foot leg sweep, the Yashi Barai nearly came off. She just tried to dominate the center of the tatami. El Sawi managing to slip and slide out of the way. Is that going to be the case to the end of the bout? We're in the last 15 seconds.
Yes.
Still no score.
Maybe they will keep with the score like this.
And accept the draw.
Yeah, they will accept the draw, I think.
Just 1 second on the clock. Yeah. That's it. Time up. And it will indeed be a draw. No score. As you'll note, the referees rotate after each bout. Plus 84 against a minus 85 in Abdulaziz. Sensational fighter, Abdulaziz. See the difference in height between the two. Abazari for the Islamic Republic of Iran and Abdulaziz for Egypt. Abdulaziz, a world individual champion. But this is all about teams.
Yeah, but you can see this individual talents on the Egypt team. You see many.
Oh, yes.
And also in the Iranian team. But it's, of course, when you fight for team, it's a little bit different.
Yes.
Yes, Abdulaziz are waiting for the right moment to start with Kizani. They're just waiting.
That's a bit of a speciality, isn't it? The speed off that front hand. There's a lot at stake. Got to keep their focus. They have a warning for passivity, both of them. Oh, the roundhouse kick to the midsection from Abdulaziz. Abazari not happy, believing that it was blocked. But the kick goes in and the points are given. Watch on the right of the screen. The right-hand side, did the kick go in or did it hit the arms? What is your opinion?
Yeah, I think it was in the arm, but it's too fast. So
yeah,
sometimes referees cannot see these small details.
2-point score. Oh, wow. There's no question about that. That was a sensation. Uramawashi, quick kick to the head from Abdulaziz.
And in very close distance, he performed this kick, look, in a very close distance.
Sensational. Showing his individual world champion skills as that kick came through. Hooking with the back of the heel on the head. Kamisari trying a hooky kick himself. It was blocked by Abdelaziz. 1 minute, 15 seconds, still to go. This is bout number 3 of 5. Egypt leading at the moment, 1 win and a draw for the second match. Can Abdelaziz cement a further win for his country? It was very close for Abazari. Coming into the last 30 seconds of the bout.
Yeah, Azari sought to do something or tried just to keep with his score, but I don't think it's a good, he have to try it. 24 seconds, this is the third match, it's very important.
We see Abdelaziz just taking a deliberate jogai, a deliberate step off, to just eat up a few, a second or two. Time wasting. Not necessarily. Strategic movements. Into the last 10 seconds. 7 seconds left on the clock. Abusari stays in there. As a kick came up from Abusari. Abdelaziz just ducking his way out of trouble as the clock. That's it. Time up. And that's a win. 5-0.
The score 5-0 in favor of the team. Egypt now leading by 2 wins.
Now if the Egypt won, last match.
That's it.
They take the cup.
This is a must-win bout for Iran.
Yeah.
If they can win this, it will go through a fifth bout. If they lose this, then they're in trouble.
Yeah. Only in 2 years again, they will have another opportunity to take the cup.
Yes, that's right.
It's high-level sports like that.
So, a draw is unacceptable. They have to win, is Iran. El Masri for Egypt, Nemati for Iran. Kjell Jakobsen, the referee from Norway.
Yeah, Egypt will not fight. I mean, it's Egypt will try to keep what
they don't have to.
Yes,
they don't have to. It's a situation where Iran has to go forward.
An individual match, there are no, there does not exist. For example, because you have to go. But in the team, you have to fight for your team. So as soon as I know that I have 2 victories and 1 draw, why I need to go? So I can wait.
Correct.
And I can use different tactics for
now
that.
Now, here's a consideration, because we saw passivity given to both athletes. Okay? In an individual, if you're winning, the passivity is not against you, against your opposition.
Exactly.
The team is winning. The individual isn't.
Yes.
So, what about that thought for passivity? Should passivity be for both or only for the one that the team is losing?
It is something that to be considered. and to think about, yes, just to push Odor.
Why does he have to go forward? Why does he have to fight?
Yeah.
If he stays and gets a draw, his team wins. He's winning.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Worth a consideration.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Good counter punch that time. Asking for the card. Nemati felt strongly that it was a good score. And I have to be honest, it looked okay. Watch as he comes in there. There was a double punch, but was he off balance? Was he leaning back?
I think it wasn't that good stance.
Maybe it was, because he's leaning back there, isn't he? That second punch. So his body weight was he deemed off? Would he be deemed off balance, do you feel, in this situation? Watch. He tries to sweep. As El Masri comes forward, there's a sweep, and he clearly looks off balance there. But then he punches with the backhand as El Masri comes forward.
I don't think it's enough power and also a good stance, because look, he's one leg up and bunching, maybe not good.
So there's a sweep, there's a punch. It's going to be interesting to see how the video review team, and you're right, I think he's been perceived to be off balance.
Yes.
Very close though, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's not only to hit the target, but you have to hit the target with good form, good timing, with good strength, good distance.
Still 0-0, and we are in the fourth match.
And one more time, these results is good for Egypt.
Yeah. This is a must-win fight for Iran if they want to take this gold medal. El Masri opens the score. Big smile from the coach. That's a 3-point score.
Fake Mawashi.
Here goes the Iran Mawashi.
That's it.
It was on the neck, but the neck is a scoring area.
Yes.
Oh, roundhouse kick off the back leg from Nemati. Coach hasn't got a card, so he can't call it. Double kick there from left. Oh, there's a roundhouse kick off the back leg from El Masri. Fantastic technique from him. Not satisfied with just drawing this bout to take the World Cup. There's that roundhouse kick off the back leg.
I just need to check if it's 3 points or 2 points. Let's see. Yeah, it's 3 points.
Two of the judges have gone for the score. The question is whether they felt they went for a 3-point score or a 2-point score. The scoreboard shows 3 points.
3 points. It's 3 points.
And it certainly was.
Because it was too close to the chest and too fast. So maybe sometimes they can make a mistake with the joysticks.
Sure.
But it's better to check and just to be fair.
40 seconds still to go. El Masri still leading. 6-0. And the Senju. Nemati for Iran. Desperately trying to find a way back in. Another yellow card warning for Nemati. El Masri has three yellow cards with 25 seconds still to go. He doesn't want a full foul of the rules anymore. Up goes a kick from El Masri. Last 15 seconds, and it's a frustrating strategy being applied by El Masri, and it's stopping Nemati from scoring though, isn't it?
Yeah. Now it's too hard to change this score. It's 10 seconds left, 6 points. Egypt is, they will take the cup.
And there is a score, and it's going in favour of Kamati. But no matter what that means, it means that it's going to be a victory for Egypt. And the rest of the team are celebrating, but there's still time on the clock. Now they can celebrate officially because Team Egypt are Karate World Cup winners in the male team category. All celebrations, coach saying, come on now, sort yourselves out. There is a place to celebrate.